Raven.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is the Sister Files.
Whoop whoop.
Today
is the day.
We're going to talk about the Georgia Guidestones.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of them, right?
I have not.
They are also referred to as the American Stonehenge.
I've not heard of that. Yeah. No.
So we're going to go back a little bit and we're going to begin with how it all began.
Back to the
beginning. Before we get really into detail what they are.
Ooh.
So, in June of 1979,
okay,
so pretty recent.
Yeah, I was thinking you said back, like we're going
way back. Like when the other Stonehenge was made?
Yeah.
No, I would like to research that one, though. When we will.
Yes, of course, always.
So, in June of 1979, a man by the name of Robert C. Christian arrived at the Elberton Granite Finishing Company and asked for a monument to be built. Christian said he chose this location and the company because he believed that Elberton produced the finest stone in the planet. Mm. Elberton itself has called itself the granite capital of the world.
I hope no one takes it for granted. But I'm bum bum.
The person Christian ended up talking with was actually the president of the company, Joe Finley. Christian explained to Finley what he wanted. And Finley was like, thinking to himself, this man must be crazy. So he's like, okay, to get this guy out of the hair, I'm just gonna give him...
out of your what?
Hair.
You definitely made a new word. And it was like hair and arm put together.
Maybe.
To get him out of my harm.
So to get this guy out of my hair, I'm going to quote him some extreme, outrageous price. So he did. And Christian was like, all right.
That's funny.
Where's the local bank? So we'll get it all together. And so Finley was very busy. So he was just like, whatever. He was actually friends with the president. Finley was friends with the president of the local bank, Granite City Bank. So he's like, you know what? Go talk to my friend. We didn't say my friend, but go talk to the guy over at the bank, Wyatt Martin, and go finalize things with him. Thinking that, you know, if he goes talk to Martin and they realize they don't have the funds and he doesn't worry about it and he can move on to something else. Because he wasn't going to build something unless he could prove, because this project, even though he gave a really high price, was going to be a high price project anyway.
Yeah.
So he went over to the, Christian went over to the bank to meet with Martin. While he was there, he did admit to Mr. Martin that Robert C. Christian was not his name, and he said that that name was a pseudonym, and that the funds will come from a group that wanted to remain anonymous also.
Oh.
So he didn't want to give him any information.
Yeah.
However, Mr. Martin was like, well, it's a bank, and it's money. So I kind of need something.
Yeah.
So he agreed. Christian agreed. He's like, look, I'll give you my real name. I won't tell you the group that's funding it. And the money, when it comes, it's going to come from all different locations and all this other stuff. So you're never going to know more than just my name.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can never tell a living soul who I really am or anything else that's associated with this product financial-wise.
Yeah.
And he's like, if as long as you agree with that, then we can move forward. And so Martin's like, okay, I agree. And things pretty much got set in motion with the first, like, I think $10,000 that was sent over.
Oh, wow.
To prove that he wasn't lying and the money would be all there. Before he left, Christian flew around the area in a helicopter to find the perfect spot.
Yeah.
For his monument. Apparently, he found a location that was on a farm. and it was perfect. So he negotiated the purchase of the land from the local farmer. He got about 5 acres of land, but it also came with the stipulation that the farmer can continue to let his animals graze on the land.
Yeah.
Around it. Before leaving, Christian gave Finley a wooden model of the monument, plus more than 10 pages of detailed specifications.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is what the monument looks like today. The structure is made up of six... What?
I was thinking... I don't know why this is so silly, but I thought you were going to show me a picture of it. And that was going to be like, oh, that's cool! And then I thought, wait, this is a podcast! Yeah.
So you're going to use your imagination, and then you can look it up.
Yeah.
So the structure is made up of six granite slabs.
Okay.
Okay. The center slab is 16 feet tall.
Okay.
And 4 inches. For those of you that are international, it's a 4.9 meters.
Okay.
And it weighs almost 21,000 pounds, or 9,506 kilograms.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the center slab. Slab. Slab.
Stab it into the ground.
Kill the big, massive vampire.
The giant vampire. Yeah.
Then there are four bigger slabs that are the same height, the 16 feet, but they're wider.
Okay.
And they each weigh 42,437 pounds, or 19,249 kilograms.
Oh my god.
So the slabs are kind of arranged like a star.
Okay.
So they're pointing out from the center slab, from the corners. Center slab. I'm just gonna keep saying slab. I'm sorry. It's gonna happen. I don't know why I can't say slab today.
I think it's funny because we both like realized it as we looked at each other.
So if you, the center slab is like a little, it's like a kind of a rectangle.
Yeah.
Kind of like, and so in each of the four corners of it point out the other four slabs.
Okay.
So if you're looking down on it, it looks like a big X.
Okay.
All right. And then there's also a capstone on the top of it.
Okay.
That is 9.8 feet long, 6.6 feet wide, and 1.7 feet tall. So that's in meters, it's 2.95 by 1.98 by 0.48 meters. So it's a pretty big monument.
Yeah. It is kind of a weird thing. You would be, like, wondering why someone was like, hey, can you build me this random giant monument?
Well, you will know because there's a bunch of inscriptions on this monument. So it's not just something there to look at. There is something to read. So according to Christian, this monument was to be inscribed with the directions for the rebuilding of civilization after the apocalypse.
So... because we have discussed apocalypses.
Mm-hmm.
Apocalypti.
Mm-hmm.
Would it still be there?
So apparently, like, he, when he asked this to be made, he asked this to make sure it withstand all types of weather, all types of natural disasters to be there so it could, I read somewhere... that the speculation, one of the speculations of why this was made and kind of, like, the talk of the guides on the Guidestone, which we'll get to in a second, it was right around the time of the Cold War, where nuclear war was a real big risk.
Yeah.
So, he wanted it to withstand a nuclear bomb.
Okay.
So if it can do that, then it's going to withstand most other things.
Yes. I mean, especially if you stab it into the ground.
Yes.
It'll last a long period of time. Yes. I'm just picturing, like, since from our apocalypse talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking from our asteroid talk, which, by the way, did you see the news?
Yes, there's an asteroid headed to Earth.
I was like,
the
no.
day before the election.
I know. The day after it doesn't hit Earth, I think it would be funny to make a post about it.
Oh, absolutely. We will.
It doesn't hit Earth. If it does hit Earth, it might be a little insensitive.
Damn it. Be like that damn asteroid.
Yeah. Ruin our plans.
where was all our famous people that dealt with it? I can't think of his name.
Bruce Willis?
Yes. That's good. I don't know. Bill Nye popped in my head. I knew.
Bill Nye, the science guy. He probably would know.
And Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
I knew it was Beef.
I just kind of... this is what I thought of, not the letter.
I think it would be funny, though, if, like, the asteroid was actually going to hit our planet. Like, I feel like it should be Bill Nye to come on the TV and be like, this is a national emergency. Everybody run.
Yeah. So, on each side of the four main slabs, the ones that are pointing out, the following rules, or commandments, or so, if you want to call them, are written in 8 different languages. English, Swahili, Spanish, Russian, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, and Chinese.
Everyone else is screwed. I guess they couldn't
everything.
All the languages on there.
Right, but I guess they figured that all of them are close enough.
That's true.
For someone else to read and figure out.
That's true.
And, I mean, English is considered one of the international languages.
I feel like Latin. So. I feel like if I was going to do that, I would put Latin on there as well. Because isn't Latin... Wouldn't most people understand Latin? Not understand Latin, but, like, since it's the base of all languages.
Possibly, yeah. So, there are 10 of them.
Okay.
So, we're going to go through them real quick. We can discuss them, or we can go back to discussing them, because there are some things. So, either way, first one. Like, I feel like I should go from bottom up, because the first one is the biggest, craziest one.
Well, then do the bottom up.
No, we'll do number one. So, the first one is maintain humanity under 500 million.
How?
I don't know. Do you know where we're currently at?
Not 500 million.
No.
What are we at? We're like, what is it? We're in the hundreds of... No, we're more than that. How many people are on our planet?
7.8 billion.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, I feel really
so
special.
So to reach that number, that's only 6% of our population. We'd have to get rid of
how many people live in America?
94%.
How many people live in America?
I don't know.
Hold on.
But that would be 94% of the entire world would have to go away to maintain what they think is... But this is after the apocalypse. So they're basically saying, after we have the apocalypse, don't let the humanity get over 500 million. But then what happens? What do you do? Like, do you do, like, China? And you're like, oh...
How many million?
500 million.
Yeah.
Oh. There's not that many people in the United States. I thought there was. That's what's mind-blowing. We have... 300 and some change million.
Yeah. Well, India, that's like more, that's less than half of their country. So basically, everything but right be wiped out. Every country could be wiped out except for like a small portion of India, and then that's all that survives.
Then there's China.
Yeah. So it's,
yeah,
it's
that's not a whole lot of people.
And it wasn't even, that number wasn't even, or we weren't even close to that number when it was built in 1980s. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we were in the billions then.
I was wondering if the authors of this,
mm-hmm.
is their thought process, like, that way the Earth will stay healthier, or, like, there won't
possibly
be, like, so many, like, global issues or whatever, because there's not going to be as many people.
Could be.
Yeah, but how would they regulate that? So, like...
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, like... Would we be like with when China had their regulation of one child each, and then if they had an additional child, they'd just go out and kill it?
Or I don't think China does that anymore.
They don't, but they did.
Oh, really?
Or like parents would have a girl, and they'd be like, no, I want it's a boy, so they would either
toss
put their kid up
the
for,
wall.
Pretty much, or
who
give it up
that?
For adoption.
Someone did that. You could feed him to the alligators in the Nile.
Toss. Throw the baby over the wall, you mean?
Somewhere I read that they would throw baby girls over a wall. Some country.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, this was like BC time.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Alright, so number two says, reproduce wisely, improving fitness and diversity.
Sorry. Oh, I find that funny. But it's like, if they can't run, kill them off.
Well, not only that, like, so, if you're reproducing wisely, so number one, that is, like, control of the... population
yeah.
control.
Yeah.
And then, improving fitness and diversity, okay? Well, diversity, that's good. But
yes.
Fitness? So, if they're not healthy, what do we do? Get rid of them?
I just picture myself in this thing, and they're like, are you, do you have enough fitness?
I know. You don't pass, fit, you don't pass, pass the fit test. Bye. Pyong. It's like the fit test for, like, the Department of the Transportation, you know? If you don't pass it, you can be fired from your trucking job. Like, oh, you don't pass it, you're dead. Pyong.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I would, if I was there, they'd be like, did you pass your fitness test? Like, fitness donut in my mouth.
Or they would be like, oh, your BMI, you're just not hitting it. Goodbye. Or you got high blood pressure, you have diabetes, or, you know, you have heart disease in your family, or
hey, you never know, that could be something.
Yeah, or, you know, your left eye is bigger than your right eye. I don't know.
You know what's weird, though, that you say that? One of my eyes is different than the other one.
Right.
I mean, I know everyone's eyes are different than the other ones, but, like, when I do a makeup, one of them, I have to do a makeup differently because it looks completely different.
So, I mean, can you just imagine, like, just all those things, or, like, you have this in your family, so you can't reproduce, or, you know.
But they would like you, then,
your brother, your brother was schizophrenic, so you can't reproduce, you know, something like that, or your father was a schizophrenic, so you can't reproduce, you know, your father shouldn't have reproduced in the first place. Could you imagine being told that? You should have been made in the first place, because your dad's a schizophrenic.
That'd be awful.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they would do that, then. We don't know what that means. It said, hold on, read it again.
Improving fitness and diversity. Reproduce wisely.
It just is improving, like, you should be trying for that. It doesn't mean that they have to all be perfectly fit. I mean, they're probably going to be like, you know, you shouldn't be on my 600-pound life, but, like, they're not wanting you to all be, like, Captain America, like.
Maybe. We'll see.
Probably, like, a fine line in between.
This one should, pique your, interest. Okay. Number 3 is unite humanity with a living new language.
Ooh, that'd be cool. A living new language, so it means it's changing. No, I'm thinking of a live document.
No.
So, like Latin's a dead language, yes. But English is a living language.
Yes, but a living new language.
Right, I followed that it was
everybody new. Says.
It should be Pig Latin. I'm just kidding.
You know. But when's the last time we all shared the same language? And when was it changed? Do you know that story? That biblical story?
Oh, the Tower of Babel, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, was this... That is kind of weird, though, since it's, like, a stone thing.
Yeah. And they have all different languages on there, and they're like, let's make a new one.
That'd be cool, though, to think, like, you could make up your own language. Well, not your own language.
I know, but I wouldn't want to have to learn a new language. I mean, it's bad. Oh, I mean, gosh. I'm one of... yes, I am a sad American that has not learned more than one language, but it's true. All right, number 4. Rule, passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason.
That's a good one.
Okay. Number 5, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts.
Good.
Number 7, I love this one, avoid petty laws and useless officials.
Avoid petty laws and useless officials.
We could really use that one right now. In so many different ways.
Yeah.
Moving on. Number 8, balance personal rights with social duties.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we'd also use that now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this was written for 2021.
I'm telling you. Number 9, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite.
Hold on, can you reread that?
Oh, I missed one.
Okay, go to the one you missed.
Number 6.
I love how you missed one of their numbers.
They aren't. I didn't say the numbers. That's why. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court.
Well, we already do that, and it doesn't work. It works, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the UN is fine, but, like, it still doesn't work.
No.
It's not going to work.
So, the one that you asked me to repeat was prize truth.
Prize?
Prize. Yeah. Prize, truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite.
Oh, okay, I follow.
Okay, and number 10, be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature, leave room for nature.
So I feel like this was written for 2021, with the exception of the first one.
Yeah.
Because that would just be like, I don't know what we would do then.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless something's going I know. Well, I mean, you know, there are rumors about the coronavirus being an attempt to depopulize the world.
Yeah, we also thought mosquitoes were going to cause that, too.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, if they did that, what's their plan? They did a really bad job.
Yeah, I don't think anything happened. So,
then, you're speaking of dead languages, on the capstone, the thing on the top,
mm-hmm.
It does say, let this be guidestones to an age of reason, and then that phrase is translated on the edges of it in Egyptian hieroglyphics, Babylonian cuneiform, Sanskrit, and classical Greece.
So, I don't understand. What? So, like, okay. So, they put all the guides in mm-hmm. those languages.
Mm-hmm.
And then the title
mm-hmm.
of it, they put in languages that we're not going to be able to read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I make it.
I know you didn't make it, obviously.
And nobody really told us that was just what that one guy decided that's what was going to be done.
Well, because that's stupid. It is.
Yeah.
It's like putting
But I mean, that is in English, too. On the capstone. That phrase is in English.
But it's on the top, right?
Yeah.
So you have to climb
all the top
to
yeah.
see it. Yeah. So then the rest of it's in another language. You don't understand.
No, actually, so that's not okay. So actually, that's not written on the top. I'm sorry. There is a what's the word? An informational plaque on the ground next to it.
Okay.
And it has that phrase and what the different languages are on the side, what those are.
Great.
And what
so,
so there is
when the apocalypse happens and the plaque is washed away,
we're not gonna know what it says.
Exactly.
But we will. We'll be like, let's come on.
So the monument actually also serves as a compass, a calendar, and a clock.
Okay. That's cool and all. But as we learn with the Mayan calendar, it's not good to have these ancient calendars around.
No. No, what I'm saying is that, okay, so, at eye level...
Wait, what calendar is it?
Just listen!
On? I'm listening!
So, at eye level, in the center support stone, the middle stone?
Yes.
They drilled a hole that if you're looking from the south side of the monument, mm-hmm. you look through it, you can locate the North Star. So,
oh, cool. Compass.
So that's kind of directions.
Yeah.
Your compass, yeah. Then on the equinox and the solstice, if you stand at the west side of the male slot, you can see the sun rise onto the horizon. So that's kind of like a calendar.
Okay.
There's also a 1 inch, no, a 7/8 of an inch hole that is drilled in the capstone that sends a focused sunbeam on the center column, and at noon it pinpoints the day of the year.
This sounds like something that the guy from National Treasure would be trying to figure out. But like, the sun hitting it just right. Like, let me have my Benjamin Franklin glasses on here real quick.
And then apparently it's also a sundial, so that's how it can be worked as a clock.
Yeah, sundial, that makes sense.
So those are why it's, you know, so when all else fails and we electronics and we don't know what day it is, we could go to there and figure out what day it is.
Even though it'll be off after a couple hundred years because of daylight savings.
Probably.
And leap year.
I think.
Although those things won't matter then.
I thought it said it accounted for something. I don't know. They did account for some things. I don't know if that was it. Because they did consult.
And could you imagine?
This astronomer and stuff like that.
So off topic. Like, okay. Far off topic. But like, okay, let's pretend the apocalypse happens.
Yes.
Okay, so like, the apocalypse is going on. And like, months and months have gone by. But, like, so many months went by that no one kept track of the month that went by.
Mm-hmm.
You would never know when your birthday was.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know how old you were.
Do you know what something else is weird?
What?
These capstones are located in Georgia. And what apocalypse TV show originated in Georgia?
Why wouldn't they have them in it?
I don't know.
Probably, come on, Walking Dead, get your life.
So
they probably walked by and we, like, didn't even know.
On the informational plaque, besides the information about what the dead languages say, it says that the center cluster was erected on March 22nd, 1980. Hmm. It lists all the astronomical features that we were just talking about. It says the author is R.C. Christian, a pseudonym, and the pseudonym was actually spelled wrong.
Oops.
And then it says sponsors is a small group of Americans who seek the Age of Reason.
That's so creepy.
And then it also says time capsule placed 6 feet below this spot on blank to be opened on blank. So the dates were never put in.
Why not?
I don't know.
Someone should open it.
Well, they don't know exactly where it's at, because they don't know if that meant that it's right where he put it, or if it was right under that plaque, or somewhere else.
You ever seen the movie Knowing?
Yes. We've talked about Knowing on this podcast before.
I feel like they're going to open it and find a little paper with a bunch of numbers on it.
Probably. So
2020 written over and over and over again.
So with anything of this type, of course.
Yes.
It's been riddled with controversy since the idea was first presented.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture, like, when this was put, like, people probably were like...
Oh, well, I'll tell you what people were thinking.
Oh, okay, cool.
So members of the Elberton Granite Association, mm-hmm. who were kind of jealous of Finley getting all the attention he was getting.
Yeah, because they were taken for granted.
They got so much attention. They spread rumors that Finley was behind the whole thing.
Oh.
Just so he can get attention. And that he was aided by his friend, the banker.
Mr. Sounds like a villain.
The banker!
The
banker. Mr. Wyatt Martin.
Mr. Wyatt.
It did actually become such a big deal mm-hmm. that the men eventually took polygraph tests to prove that they had nothing to do with it and that somebody else asked them to do it and all this other stuff. Then, once the public became aware of what was going to be written on this lab, people really started getting angry, especially those people with the church.
Yeah.
They began saying that it was the devil's work. Mm-hmm. And then a local minister, James
T. Kirk,
Travenstead, predicted that occult groups would come to the Guidestones and one day a sacrifice would take there.
I mean, honestly, I was going to say it makes sense because I can see where he would get that idea from because mm-hmm. I could see where cult members would want to take something there to be sacrificed because it's kind of shaped kind of funny. And
well, ironically enough, a coven of witches did adopt the gravestones for a while. And they would come up on the weekends and made it their own way from. Oh my goodness, the coven came up from Atlanta and they would stage various pagan rites. And there's actually even at least one warlock and witch wedding at the site. Hmm. And even though there were no human sacrifices,
oh, that's good.
There are rumors that a chicken or two may have been beheaded at the site. Some sacrifices. Oh my gosh, and I know this is not funny, but we're just...
we have the giggles.
I know.
From something else.
So, some people actually have went as far to say that the 10 rules are actually the 10 commandments of the Antichrist. They have...
Well, some of them I feel like the Antichrist wouldn't have in there. Like... Be nice to
be nice to each other.
Like, yeah. I don't know what that laugh was. I sound like a 50-year-old smoker, but that's not what I meant.
They have even linked rule number 3, which is unite humanity with the new living language.
Okay.
With the book of Revelation and the Bible.
Mm.
Saying that the Antichrist would unite the world with one language. Along with uniting the world with one government.
But. Oh, that does say one government. Never mind.
Pretty much. It was like we rule ourselves locally, but in the bigger world, like, conflicts would be done by one government.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, another person that made a big fuss about the monument, that made news, was activist Mark Dice. He said that
he found it dicey.
he did. He said that the monument should be smashed into a million pieces.
Oh, jeez.
I'm
shocked no one tried to do that.
Yeah. It has been, defaced in the recent years. A lot of things, like, say no to the new world order, which is what he thinks. He says that he thinks that the group that funded the monument has deep satanic organs. Sorry, guys. Deep satanic organs, and that Christian who came down to request the monument to be built was a high-ranking member of a Luciferian secret society, and this secret society is at the forefront of the New World Order. Even though it may not be a direct link to the devil, because most people believe that the New World Order has links to, like, the Antichrist and stuff like that, if you take that part out, this plaque kind of does have possible links to the New World Order.
Yeah.
So they think it could be linked to the Freemasons, which sometimes they think that these kind of are the thoughts of the Freemasons, and they've been linked to the New World Order.
Yeah, because I feel like, here we are, back again with National Treasure.
Yeah.
I feel like, wasn't there some kind of controversy with the Freemasons?
There's always one.
Okay. And then, I was just testing.
There's also another group that has been linked to the Guidestones is the Rosicrucians. And they are followers of the Rosy Cross, is what it means. And the first, theory or the first, link they made was that the guy's fake name was R.C. Christian, which makes reference to the founder of the Rosicrucians, Christian Rosenkreutz, or in English, it's Christian Rose Cross.
Oh,
initials are the same.
Oh, that's true.
Or they even have put it, the other way around, Rose Cross Christian.
Yeah.
So, and the one of the reasons why they think that it could be them is that the Rosicrucians are linked, are responsible for publishing 3 anonymously written manifestos back during the Middle Ages. And around the time of the Age of Enlightenment, they actually had come out right before the Age of Enlightenment. So they think that those are kind of, and it was the fall of also the many of the monarchs.
Yeah.
So they think that this was hope that if something bad, like the apocalypse would happen, that's this kind of the same idea with the Guidestones, was that they would kind of be an Age of Reason or an Age of Enlightenment for this time.
Oh, I see.
And which kind of falls into the idea with, the nuclear war. They really thought we were going to have a nuclear war, and, you know, one country was going to take out the other, so then we'd have to rebuild.
It could happen really easily, so.
And then also, the New World Order has been associated with the idea of the depopulation conspiracies and stuff like that. So, you know, look at rule number 1 and 2. Well, number 1's especially, I mean.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They're still there. We have to go visit one day.
Yeah, I totally should. And if we go visit, I want to find all those little special things. The little holes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Find all the little holes.
And we'll do that. And we will definitely have to go visit. And because there's more information there. And there's a couple of different documentaries and things out there that are cool to look at about them.
Because that's in Georgia, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not that far. Mm-mm. We've driven further than that.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. But, yeah, it's interesting that it's still, so the funny thing is in 2000 and around 2007, I think, these things had been coming to into the public eye again. Like, they've been around since, you know, the 1980s, yeah. So it's been, what, 40 years? So, but they popped back in the news in the early 2000s because they've been starting to get vandalized a lot.
Yeah.
And Finley had passed away, guy who reclaimed it, but the banker was still alive. The banker. He actually still had all the documentation.
Oh, wow.
And said that he was in continuous contact with Christian for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, they would exchange letters back and forth, and not a single letter came from the same place twice.
Wow.
Not a single payment came from the same place twice.
That's crazy.
And that he corresponded with him until he died when Christian's son reached out to him and said that he passed away. So, and then, if I'm not mistaken, I was watching a documentary. It was produced by, oh my gosh, a How Stuff Works, or is it How Stuff Works? I think it's like How Stuff Works, that podcast.
Yeah.
Or, I'm probably saying it wrong and I'm sorry, but one of the co-hosts of that show actually did like a senior thesis on the Guidestones.
Oh, cool.
And talked with, Wyatt Martin. And stuff like that. And why? And he, I think, was there, or either, yeah, I think he was actually there when Wyatt Martin had decided to burn all the documents. So he did burn all the documents, wow. And all that information did pass away with Wyatt Martin. I mean, granted, I'm sure that, you know, the children of the people know.
Yeah.
The children of the group or the organization that funded it, but we still don't know who did it.
Yeah.
So it is still a mystery of who actually funded it and why.
It was me.
And the real reason why they're up there. Like, granted, they said after an apocalypse, but it's been, what, 40?
You know what's interesting to me is, like, so if you say to someone, you're like, oh, it's for after the apocalypse. So immediately think, like, nuclear war, zombie outbreak, outbreak of any kind, asteroid hitting the earth, whatever. But, like, an apocalypse could also be something else.
Yes.
Like, it could be something more, I don't know where I'm going with this, but, like, it could be something where, like,
well, I mean, you got the biblical apocalypse.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, it could be, like, where, I think also people think that apocalypses happen, like, in some big instance. Like, maybe it happens over many years, and, like, years from now, there might only be 500 million people on this planet.
Yeah, because you never know. We may start be going extinct, you know, one day.
The mosquito thing will happen.
Do you know that they have...
So more mosquitoes this year, and they're aggressive.
Well, they just released mosquitoes that can't reproduce.
That's what I'm talking about. They have mosquitoes that can't reproduce, so they can make mosquitoes that can't reproduce.
They can make us not reproduce.
Yeah.
What if they bite us and then we can't reproduce?
That's what I've been saying this entire time!
Oh. Sorry.
That's right. Hold your head in shame.
It's not exactly what you said.
No, it's not. But I thought that you would think the same thing.
I did! I just didn't realize that that's what you were trying to say.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
It's not a stipulation saying...
Oh, it's saying that if vampires come,
there have to be at least 500 million
people.
Just 5 million.
500 million people on Earth has to be there for
the vampires.
Or there can't be more than 500 million vampires. Maybe that's maybe it's not humanity. Maybe it's actually vampires. Maybe it's the Guidestones for the vampires.
It probably is.
And they've put humans, so we wouldn't know. And that's why the ancient languages are there.
Yeah, because they would all know that already, because they've lived forever.
Yeah. So that's why it doesn't matter that they're still there, because they know all the dead languages.
Yeah.
Look at you. You cracked it wide open.
Well, because I just wanted everybody else.
And that's why I kept saying stab.
Yes!
Instead of slab.
And someday we'll figure out the cricket thing, but for right now, we'll
just stop. Well, if you have ever been to the American Stonehenge... Let us know.
The Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. Sorry, I always say Stonehenge. I don't know why.
Stonehenge. If you have a hedge around your house.
No. If you've ever been to the American Stonehenge, please let us know. It sounds really cool. I would love to go visit one day. Maybe we'll have to add that to our trip across the country.
Yes, when we get to travel again. Yeah. If you know who
funded it.
Yeah.
Your group actually funded it. Yeah.
If you know the Muffin Man, let us know.
Exactly. Because that's who did it.
The Muffin Man. Yeah, who lives on Dory Lane.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you have any other theories on who you think has done it, like if you don't know, but you have a different theory that you would like us to hear about, please let us know. We would love to know.
Yes.
Your theories or your thoughts on it.
So you can email us at thewifeofchrisevans, @gmail.com. I'm just kidding.
We haven't put him in there in a while.
I mentioned him earlier in the fitness thing. Well, I said Captain America.
Oh.
Same thing. Yeah. Anywho, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can always comment on any of our posts on Instagram @thesisterfilespodcast, or on Facebook @thesisterfiles, or on the Twitter universe @thesisterfilespod.
And if you enjoyed this episode or any of our other episodes, please follow us on whatever platform you're listening to, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and please do us a big favor and rate us and give us a nice comment, especially a nice 5-star review would help us out tremendously. We would love you forever. It would be the best.
And also, on our social media sites, we do put out random little facts and stuff, so if you want to follow us there.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Again. But thank you. So much for listening.
And in the meantime,
be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.